mouse and would have eaten him.
Tinker would.
Tinker was the large black cat that lived in the same house.
At the very thought of Tinker, Rover began to feel thoroughly frightened.
But cats were soon put right out of his mind. The garden about him suddenly vanished, and Rover felt himself whisked off. He didn't know where. When the rush was over, he found he was in the dark, lying against a lot of hard things. And there he lay, in a stuffy box by the feel of it, very uncomfortably for a long while. He had nothing to eat or drink, but worst of all, he found he could not move. At first he thought this was because he was packed so tight, but afterwards he discovered that in the daytime he could only move very little and with a great effort, and then only when no one was looking. Only after midnight could he walk and wag his tail, and a bit stiffly at that. He had become a toy. And because he had not said please to the wizard, now, all day long, he had to sit up and beg. He was fixed like that. After what seemed a very long, dark time, he tried once more to bark loud enough to make people hear. Then he tried to bite the other things in the box with him. Stupid little toys, really only made of wood or lead, not enchanted real dogs like Rover.